Welcome back, my friends. I hope you're having as much fun as we are, but it couldn't quite be possible because we are at Cutter Cigar Emporium in beautiful Alpharetta, Georgia, where all the beautiful people, intelligent people, and people that need to play Jeopardy, they probably have the Jeopardy home game. I'm sure he has a Jeopardy home game at home, and he sits there with Alex Trebek and goes back and forth with and the answer is, but anyway, and the answer is, Chef Eric, how's your bacon, and how did the how'd the leeks come out?
The leeks were great. They're all nice and clean. So I'm cutting them into half-inch or third-inch slices.
Well, what is it, half-inch or third-inch?
Because you know, it's whatever. I can't even see right now, so
size matters.
So I've got my bacon grease.
Yep.
Bacon oil, as we like to call
yes.
it, in the pan. I've drained the bacon out and removed that so it doesn't overcook. And now we're going to add in the leeks. And these are going to cook for about 6 minutes, probably, until they turn nice and tender. Now, you could use real sweet onions here in replacement of the leeks. But
especially this time of year, man.
Unfortunately, when I went to go get my Vidalia onions, they didn't have real sweet. So I wasn't going to use them. As a result, I'm not going to use an inferior brand.
That's right.
So,
and how did you know they weren't real sweet?
Because it didn't say so on the bag or the tag.
So it won.
So it won.
It won. But anyway, the real sweet Vidalia onions, man, we got your first shipment sent to us by Real Sweet. Those were incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, the onions this year, and they had a bumper crop this year. I was talking to Adam, our good friend down at Schumann Produce. He's a marketing director for Schumann Produce. And Real Sweet Vidalia onions, he said they had a bumper crop of really awesome onions this year. So this is a good year. If you find, wherever you find Real Sweet, grab them, man, because the prices are going to be great. The onions are going to be absolutely perfect this year.
Yep.
So, but we'll settle for leeks. And you know, Chef Eric, you notice, I noticed you threw the leaves away, but you're going to be cooking with a chef here next week, or in 2 weeks, you're going to be cooking with a chef by the name of Eugenia Bone, who has written an absolutely awesome cookbook called The Kitchen Ecosystem,
yep.
where she would give you everything you're using here and everything you're throwing away. She will teach you what to do with all those things to save them and use them. Very good. Eugenia Bone is known. She's written for the New York Times, for Savoir Magazine, every great culinary magazine she's written for. Yeah, not composting. She actually takes like those leeks, and she'll take bones, and she'll do all this stuff you would ordinarily throw away. She teaches you to make stocks and things that you can put in your freezer and use down the line, so you use up absolutely everything to get more value. And I know you're going to be excited to work with her, because she's right in your wheelhouse, Chef Eric.
Yeah,
her recipes are, and she's very excited. In fact, you'll be talking to her shortly.
Yes.
And she's a great gal, and sharp, and she's going to be cooking with us live at Cook's Warehouse.
Fantastic.
June the 2nd. Now, the Cook's Warehouse in East Cobb. Okay. She will be there live. You can come and meet Eugenia Bone. And she is also one of the foremost authorities in the world on gathering mushrooms in your local area, how you can go out and find wild mushrooms, the good ones. And this is going to be exciting, because this is all right down your wheelhouse, Chef Eric.
Sounds wonderful. By the way, I decided that I don't have enough bacon.
Oh, okay. Well.
So what we're going to do is, while I'm sauteing the leeks, I'm going to go ahead and dice up a little bit more of this fantastic bacon from Whole Foods and put this in with the leeks at this point. So
nice.
They'll render and they'll cook with the leeks, add a little bit more bacon flavor to the leeks, and then we won't be overcooking the bacon at that point.
Now, let me ask you this on the cured bacon. Now, I know you get a lot of bacon. It's maple bacon and all these others. You don't want flavored bacon.
No, I mean, this is as close as you're going to get to, like, pancetta almost, which you could also use for a carbonara. I prefer bacon, so that's it. I mean, it's you don't want to have any additional, maple flavor, anything like that. It's just not gonna help the dish at all. So that's starting to smell kind of good.
Did you see Lou? You got Lou's attention.
Smells a lot good.
She came from the front of Cutter Cigar Emporium to the back, just following her nose.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Any reason to have Lou come closer is better
yeah,
thing.
But you know, Kyle,
I was watching
said,
her husband
yeah,
when I said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, the great thing about Cutter Cigar Emporium, if you come down and meet the manager, Lou or Jim, the other manager and John, I mean, when you come into this place, Cutter Cigar Emporium is more than just a cigar place to buy cigars. This is a real homey place. You don't know how many people I've talked to that said because of the staff here,
yeah,
it's the reason why. Also, it's probably some of those beautiful surroundings,
yeah,
aesthetically, one of the nicest shops in Atlanta. But with the staff,
right,
it's even more exceptional.
Well, Russ Sutton has an amazing eye. Has an amazing eye for interior decor and whatnot, which, you know, we call, no, I'm not going to say what
no,
we call that,
no,
but it's actually very true. And all the finishes and everything that he personally selected for this place, really
multitudinous, overstuffed leather leather chairs,
yeah,
multiple screens. You've got to watch your favorite sporting events, yeah, or the news or the sports, or a lot of guys come in during the day and watch the stock market.
And it's also not, it's not filled with clutter.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of, you go into a lot of cigar lounges, and you just kind of feel like you're in somebody's nasty man cave. You know, it's just, it's not really,
or an antique junk market. You know, where,
oh, yeah,
you got,
yeah,
tchotchkes everywhere and everything else. But this,
yeah,
this is very well appointed,
yes,
and very, very nice place. And we have probably 25 to 30% of our clientele are females because they feel very comfortable there. It's a great place. It's great attitude, great spirit. Very intelligent people, very articulate people, people of great success. And of course, like anything else, you have 90%, and then you have the 10% that totally goes against, yeah, the grain. And so they have three people here that are that way, and then they've got John.
Ah,
you know, so,
mine.
No,
okay,
no.
There we go.
I said grits.
Yes.
Keeping in the culinary,
no,
but anyway.
I have no grits here today. Yeah, very traditional sort of place. Right. Yeah, very nice. So, we're while this continues to sauté, I'm going to take a couple of eggs, and we're going to just break them into a bowl.
What'd you do those? Dye those before you got them here?
They're brown eggs, cage-free brown eggs.
Brown eggs. Red chickens give brown eggs. I'll, you know, who would know better than a chick? But I mean, chicken. All right, I'll take your word for it. I don't know.
Where do blue eggs come from?
Oh, she was quick. She got you on that one. That was very good.
Actually, a lot of bantams and silkies.
Oh, okay. There you go. He raised chickens, so he knows.
It's all right. But, yeah, I used to raise chickens.
And llamas.
Yes. Still have one llama. Yeah. Yes, I do.
I saw you out there trimming it, and I'm supposed Renee is sitting at home right now on the weave, you know,
on the spindle,
making the llamas.
Oh, yeah,
there.
No, that's that's never going to happen. We when they get shaved, we're like, can you take this stuff? They're like, oh, don't you want it for, you know, the fiber for making clothes or whatever? I'm like, I don't know what clothing you wear here in Georgia that requires a llama, but. No.
Are there llamas in Argentina?
Yes.
Big into llamas there?
Yes. Actually, they are. Peru, Argentina.
I know Peru.
We actually, one of our llamas was an Argentine llama.
Yeah, I figured you wouldn't, at Casa Holdo, you certainly wouldn't have a low-class Peruvian when you could have a high-class Argentinian llama.
Don't make it sound like that. People are going to think I'm elitist.
Wait a minute. Have you ever talked to an Argentinian and heard the Peruvian jokes?
Yeah.
Please.
It's not so much the Peruvian
jokes. Brazilians.
It's more about the, no, it's the Uruguayans.
The who?
Uruguayans. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Uruguayans. For those of you who don't understand the language, it's Uruguayans to everybody else.
Okay, so what I've done is I've taken the a half a cup of grated Parmesan cheese.
Oh, man.
And I took two eggs, whisked the two eggs, added the Parmesan cheese to it, then added some pasta water that I reserved from doing the orecchietti. And so that's going to go into the pasta as soon as we add that in.
People, what are we on? I know you're from the West Coast, and I know they're having a water shortage out there, but why are you reusing the pasta water?
The pasta water, you get the starches when you do that, and the starch thickens the sauce. So that's what we're doing there. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and go grab the orecchiette. We're going to add it to the mixture here. And I also tossed a little bit of olive oil in the orecchiette. Okay. All right, and we're going to mix the pasta. And again, the orecchiette, they look like little ears. That's ear in Italian. So, but it's a great little pasta because it carries the sauce well.
While Chef Eric is stirring up his ears and his other stuff for the carbonara, we are Chef and a Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs live from Cutter's Cigar Emporium. Russ Sutton coming up in just a little while, taking it to the streets.